From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States is commemorating the 15th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks when Al-Qaeda terrorists hijacked planes and flew them into the World Trade Center in New York and the Pentagon near Washington. Another plane crashed in rural Pennsylvania. President Barack Obama spoke at a ceremony at the Pentagon honoring those killed in the attacks.
Across our country today, Americans are coming together in service and remembrance. We run our fingers over the names and memorial benches here at the Pentagon. We walk the hallowed grounds of a Pennsylvania field. We look up at a gleaming tower that pierces the New York City skyline. But in the end, the most enduring memorial to those we lost is ensuring the America that we continue to be, that we stay true to ourselves.
Victims killed in the attack on the World Trade Center, at the Trade Center rather, were remembered in New York, where the country's presidential candidates, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, halted their campaigns to pay their respects at Ground Zero. Clinton appeared for a time before being driven away. Her campaign has only said Clinton became overheated. She was taken to her daughter's New York apartment and emerged a time later, waving and smiling and taking this lone question.
How are you feeling, Secretary Clinton? Are you feeling better?
Yes, thank you very much.
The Trump campaign has raised questions about Clinton's health, but so far has not publicly spoken on Sunday's incident. It's unclear if Clinton will alter her campaign schedule because of the events on Sunday. This is VOA News. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.